And that brings us to our final agenda item 18, license sales reports with Director Kirschman.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the Commission. Tom Kirschman, Director of the Wildlife Division. I'm going to have you turn to item number 18 in your booklet this morning and just provide you a quick license update. Happy to be here this morning and continue to report, as we have over the last couple of months, that license sales remain strong. Just going to hit a few highlights and then really talk a little bit about what's coming up for us as an agency over this next month, something that we've talked about the last few months. The first page there has to do with information related to combination licenses. Again, remember we have the standard combination, then the senior combination. If you look at the numbers a little close, you can see our combination licenses are fairly steady over the last couple of years. What we have seen, probably the little bit of difference, is our senior combination licenses continuing to increase or grow there. And this is something that we probably need to dive into a little bit more as well. This could be a simple result, as we have all those folks that were at that age of at the combination license and now switching over to the senior combination. Just do some more analysis on that. But the bottom line is those license sales remain strong. Second page has to do with the habitat stamp numbers. Again, looking where we are to date in comparison to the last couple of years, things are holding very steady. You'll have a little bit of changes there. Obviously, over the next month, with the increased number of non-resident license sales for small game licenses, we'll see some additional adjustments to these as well for residents. But again, remain to be very strong. What we've seen over the last couple of years and what we would project right now, total revenue coming in from the habitat stamp will be somewhere right around that $5.3 million, just give or take a little bit, and that's been holding fairly steady. One piece of information I would like to share with you in respect to habitat stamp. You remember how we've talked about that a couple times. When that was passed back about 4 years ago, there was a clause or statement there that on an annual basis we do go back to the GOAC committee of the legislature, the Government Operations and Audit Committee, and we will be conducting that presentation and information item this coming Tuesday. So October 8th, I will be going over myself and Chris Peterson to the GOAC committee and provide just a habitat stamp update, what kind of projects we're doing, those types of things. But that we do on an annual basis. Third page are small game licenses, and this is really exciting, to be quite honest with you, commissioners. We see license sales remaining strong. We started out the year very strong, and that trend is continuing for both residents and non-residents. If you look just quickly at residents, at 2024, our small game licenses, which is the primary one, were just about 9,400. If we look at where we were a year ago at this time, we were just at 8,000. So that's a great indicator that those license sales are strong. People are interested about upland game hunting, and those numbers will continue to grow over the next month, month and a half as well. On the non-resident side, similar type of numbers. We saw a strong number of license sales at the end of the pheasant season last year. We had a very nice weather conditions in the month of January 2024, the end of last season, where they remained strong. Where we are today, 10,500 approximately. Where we were a year ago, about 7,800. So almost 3,000 more right now today than where we were a year ago is a great sign of the participation level and folks really excited about bird hunting and small game hunting in South Dakota. This is a big month for us, as we've talked the last couple of months, with the pheasant season starting this coming weekend. Resident only the weekend after that is the primary or main traditional opener. Everything that we see here would lend to itself of being a fantastic pheasant season. We anticipate license sales to really start ramping up over the next couple of weeks leading up to that opening weekend. Like years past, we will track those numbers very closely. We'll provide updates to you. That opening weekend has been a traditional, I'll say, litmus test of what license sales are going to be for the season. It usually gives us a pretty good insight or projection for the rest of the year. So we'll watch that closely, share that information with you at the November meeting, and provide updates as we move along here. But really excited to see those numbers and how strong they are. As we've talked about budget items and license sales, the importance of small game licenses for the overall budget of the Division of Wildlife. Next page are fishing licenses. On the resident side, those license sales remain really strong. Fishing has been fantastic across the state, from the northeast to the southeast to along the Missouri River in the central part to western South Dakota. And in particular, when you look at those annual licenses and senior licenses, one days on the resident side, they're all strong, remain strong and above where we were last year. On the resident, or excuse me, the non-resident side, very similar to the last couple of years, maybe just a slight behind. And again, I think we would still contribute that to how much or how short our ice fishing season was this last year, because that's always the first initial big bump of those individuals obtaining those non-resident fishing license. Sometimes hard to make up a little bit, especially how truncated our ice fishing season was. But aside from that, things look very, very strong. And what is really nice to see and hear are the comments that we're hearing about the quality of our fisheries in South Dakota, how well people have done, the quality of fish, the access points, all those different things. So from our fish managers to our fishery staff to the hatchery systems to obviously the work that the Parks Division does and the services that we provide for boat docks access is really paying dividends. And we're seeing some phenomenal things from the fishing world in our state as well. And then the last page there is just some miscellaneous big game license sales, just some statistics on number of applications, number of licenses going out. I won't go into detail on all those. The one that I would just point out is the resident archery deer. When you look at those numbers, again, maybe just a little bit behind where we were last year, but not by much. What that does tell us, though, obviously the interest remains high for archery hunting in South Dakota. We've continued to see archery, the sport of archery hunting, grow over the last 5-10 years. That interest still exists and is very strong and continues to grow, and certainly very encouraging to see. So bottom line, Madam Chair and Commissioners, things look very well at this moment from license sales perspectives. We are beyond excited for the month of October when we have the pheasant season. People are excited for the pheasant season to begin. There's a lot of harvest that's taking place. Obviously, we're going to have a lot of corn standing yet at the first weekend, second weekend of the season. There's a lot of bean harvest going on. But all that being said, it looks like it's going to be a phenomenal pheasant season. License sales are certainly going to boom over the next couple of weeks. Again, as I mentioned, we will watch that. And but all the reports that we're hearing from landowners that are out there, sportsmen that are out there archery hunting and doing other activities, every comment we hear is, oh my goodness, are we seeing birds, and birds we haven't seen in areas for quite some time. So extremely encouraging. We're excited, and hopefully you are as well. And the month of October is going to be extremely busy in South Dakota as the Sea of Orange rolls in, and it will be fun to watch and see how everybody does. So, Madam Chair, I'm going to turn it over to you. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Very good. Any questions for Director Kirschman? Seeing none, thank you for the report.
Thank you.
And with that, that brings us to the end of our agenda for our October 2024 Game, Fish, and Parks Commission meeting. At this time, we do ask for any items if the commission would like to suggest any topics for upcoming commission meetings. Do we have any suggested topics from the commission? Seeing none at this point, we all know where to submit those should they come up later this month. A big thank you to Commissioner Jim White and the community of Huron for hosting us over the last few days. It has been a very good couple of days here in the community of Huron. With that, we'll leave the final comments for Secretary Roebling.
Yeah, well, thank you, Madam Chair. And yes, I want to send out our appreciation, Team GF&P's appreciation for Commissioner White setting this up and getting us warm welcome here in Huron. It was great to have the meeting here. Thank you to the entire community. We had a great evening last night. Looked at that shooting facility out there. That looks fantastic, and I'm excited to see that get completed here in the next couple of months. I want to thank the staff for all the hard work in regards to the presentations, the information. Obviously, we always have busy months, but this one, obviously, we're very focused on the fee package, and I want to thank all the staff for putting together a very good presentation. Just the overall outreach we've done with this has been phenomenal, and I want to thank staff for that. Commissioners, thank you. Obviously, we navigated some very difficult issues this last meeting. A fantastic job, and I want to thank all the public for interacting with us throughout the last couple of months. We've had some great public interactions, lots and lots and lots of great meetings, and we are here to serve the people and connect people and families to the outdoors. We're very proud of that. It is fall, my favorite time of year, and we're all eager, like Tom said, to see the Army of Orange come here to South Dakota, and we're going to roll out that orange carpet for them. Pheasant numbers do look fantastic. We're starting to see folks get out and about already. Grouse season's been already going on, and it's been very positive. Had a lot of great reports on that. Just excited for this time of year. So I encourage everybody to get outdoors, take your families, enjoy the fall colors, enjoy our parks. Our parks are just beautiful this time of year, and they're not very busy, so there's a lot of opportunity there. So get out there and enjoy our parks as well. But what a great time of year. Super proud of Team GF&P, and I just want to thank everybody for all their hard work. Our next meeting will be in Pier. It'll be the first week in November. And if you're deer hunting, I understand if you can't make it. No, just kidding. We'll see everybody there. So, yes, thank you, everyone, and let's have a great, great fall here and enjoy hunting. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Secretary Roebling. And that meeting in Pier will actually be in our state house, our state capitol building. So we look forward to seeing and hearing from everybody there. With that, we do need a motion and a second to adjourn. Moved by Commissioner White.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Locken. All those in favor of adjourning, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? We are adjourned.